Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I've lived in Gary, Indiana with my buddy Hugo, who has been friends with me since high school. He'd been after me for weeks to go out and have some fun. You're fossilizing, man. Remember the old reckless days? What got into you? I finally said yes on a Thursday evening, because Hugo wouldn't shut up otherwise. We got dressed and he took me to this underground club off the Calumet Expressway that I didn't even know existed.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Inside, the floor was sticky and the music was so loud I felt it in my back teeth. I got us drinks, just to have something to hold, and we found a spot along the wall. Hugo was scanning the crowd the whole time, too distracted to hold a real conversation. I was about to tell him to just drop whatever this was when he leaned in close. "I need to tell you something, but promise me you won't freak out." He told me he'd been on one of those anonymous dating apps for a few months, running a profile under a fake name with pictures he'd lifted off some Instagram fitness account. Candace, the girl on the other end, was 18. They'd been talking for 6 weeks, and he told her tonight was the night they'd finally meet. I told him this was a terrible idea, but before I could say more, he grabbed my arm.
"She's here."
I turned around. The girl was indeed young and gorgeous, with waist-length blonde hair. She was wearing cute dungarees and had so much makeup on that it made it hard to make out her real features, but the calmness in her eyes didn't match the rest of her face. Hugo was nervous and fumbling, and I could see him trying to figure out how to do this. All the while, Candace smiled without blinking. Perhaps that gave Hugo the courage to tell her about his true identity and age. "I'm really sorry, Candace." Now, most people would have walked out or screamed or made a scene. I would have too. But Candace just tilted her head a little and said she appreciated the honesty and told us she knew a quieter spot if we wanted to continue the night somewhere we could actually hear each other. Hugo said yes before I finished the word. We walked out together into the parking lot and got into Hugo's car. Candace slid into the passenger seat while I got in the back. He pulled out of the lot, grinning like he'd just won a $1 million lottery. He had the music low and kept glancing at Candace, leaning toward her when he talked. At one point, he caught my eye in the rearview mirror and wiggled his eyebrows like we were 17 again. I looked away. The city thinned out fast. The streetlights got sparse before it stopped altogether. We were on a 2-lane road outside Gary, with flat, dark fields on either side and nothing ahead of us but Hugo's headlights cutting into the black.
I nearly forgot about it. Remember, I promise I'll make it for you.
Suddenly, Candace reached into her bag and pulled out a small Ziploc of individually wrapped candies. She held the bag over her shoulder toward the back seat first, then offered one to Hugo. Hugo grabbed one, popped it into his mouth, and showered Candace with compliments. I took one, made a show of unwrapping it, held it against the inside of my cheek, and worked it out with my tongue when she turned back to face front. Hugo was mid-sentence, something about a restaurant he wanted to take her to, when his words started sliding into each other. His head dipped and his hands went loose on the wheel. The car drifted toward the gravel shoulder before I lunged forward and grabbed it.
"Hugo! Hugo!"
He was a dead weight against the seat, chin to his chest. The girl pulled the handbrake and we jerked to a stop on the side of the road. My own vision was going soft at the edges. My heart started pounding as I gripped the headrest and told myself to stay up. Candace didn't move an inch.
You didn't swallow it.
She hissed, watching me in the rearview mirror. I didn't answer. My arms were shaking, and mind was going numb. My eyelids felt heavy too. Unbothered, she turned around in her seat and started going through Hugo's jacket. She pulled out his wallet, phone, watch, and the keys.
He thought only he could catfish.
She giggled, holding up his wallet like she was inspecting it.
A 42-year-old man chasing a teenager. Men would never learn, would you?
She turned and snatched my phone and wallet too, before she pulled out a knife from her jacket pocket and stabbed Hugo in the ribs. My eyes popped open and sweat slicked my palms. I opened my mouth to scream, but sound wouldn't come out. She giggled, pulled it out, and shoved it into his body again. She did it many so times, I lost count past six. In seconds, the stench of blood filled the car. Somehow, I got the door open. My legs hit the gravel and buckled. I went down on both hands, got back up, and limped along the road's shoulder in the direction we'd come from. Behind me, I heard the door open, followed by her footsteps on the gravel, but she wasn't chasing.
He deserved it,
she called out.
You probably know that.
Then the engine turned over, and Hugo's car drove past me into the dark. I walked for close to 20 minutes before a truck slowed down for me. I was shaking so badly the driver thought I'd been in an accident. I couldn't explain what had actually happened. I just asked him to call 911. Hugo was still in the car when the police found it 2 miles up the road. He had lost too much blood to make it. They never found Candace. The dating profile she'd matched with Hugo on had been deleted before the police even pulled the records. I'm Rochelle from Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I'll be honest, I was the last person my friends expected to meet someone online. I'd made fun of those apps for years, said I wanted something organic. Whatever that even means when you're 23 and spend half of your life on your phone anyway. But my roommate dared me to try it in January, saying I had nothing to lose, so I signed up. I matched with Walter 2 days in. His profile was simple, with only a few snaps from a hiking trail at a farmer's market. He worked in property management and liked documentaries and making food from scratch. I thought that was charming. We talked every day for 3 months. He was cute, sensible, and loved making me laugh. He told me he lived about 2 hours away in this small town I'd never heard of. We kept planning to meet up in person, but something always came up on his end. He'd have to work late, or his car would break down, or some family emergency would pop up. After months of this, I was getting really frustrated. I liked him a lot and wanted to actually meet face to face. Finally, he said he was free on a Saturday and told me I should drive out to his place. We can have dinner at my house, hang out, and really get to know each other. I told my roommate where I was going and left on a Saturday morning in March. It took a little over 2 hours. The town was really small and quiet, with lots of trees and old houses. His place was at the end of a residential street. When I pulled up, the house was really nice. It was a big two-story with a well-maintained lawn and nice landscaping.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I parked and walked to the front door and rang the doorbell. Walter answered in minutes. He looked older than his pictures, maybe mid-40s instead of early 30s like he'd said. But people use old photos all the time, so I tried not to judge. Walter started giving me a tour of the whole place and kept talking about money, how his family was really wealthy, how the house had been in his family for generations, and how much everything cost. That couch is imported from Italy. The dining table is custom-made. It was weird because online he'd always been really humble and never mentioned money at all or talked about his family being rich. Now that's all he wanted to talk about, like he was trying really hard to impress me. It was honestly kind of annoying. We went upstairs and he showed me the bedrooms with big windows. When we got to one door at the end of the hallway, it was locked. I asked what was in there, and Walter got weird about it. He laughed it off and said it was just storage with old family stuff, dusty and full of cobwebs. Nobody's been in there for years. He shrugged. But when I looked down at the doorknob, I could see fingerprints, along with dark brown stains near the handle. It looked like dried blood. My stomach turned, but I kept my mouth shut. I told myself it was probably just rust or old paint or something, and that I was being paranoid for no reason. We went back downstairs, and Walter said he was going to make us dinner. He seemed really proud that he was cooking for me, and said he was making chicken stroganoff, which was his specialty dish. I sat at the dining table while he cooked in the kitchen. He kept rambling about investment and stuff. I was barely listening anymore. I kept thinking about that locked room upstairs and about those stains on the doorknob. Something felt wrong about this whole situation. When the food was ready, Walter brought out two plates and served me this big portion. It actually looked really good, with creamy sauce and chicken pieces and mushrooms. I picked up my fork and got a spoonful ready. Suddenly, I spotted a whole human toenail in the sauce mixed in with the chicken. My heartbeat picked up. I blinked and looked again to be sure. It was really a toenail. It was chipped and dirty, with dried blood caked on it. I froze, and my mouth dried up. Walter was eating his food like nothing was wrong, smiling at me and asking me how it tasted.
It's really good. Can I use your bathroom?
Down the hall. I got up and walked toward the hallway, but went to the living room instead. There was a window with a crack in the corner. I tried to open it quietly. It was stuck, but I kept pulling until it opened. The broken glass cut my arm, and I squeezed through and dropped outside. I ran to my car, locked the doors, and started driving without looking back. I kept checking the mirror to ensure I wasn't being followed. My arm was bleeding, but I kept going. 20 minutes later, I pulled over and wrapped my jacket around it. I called the police from a payphone and told them, anonymously, that something was wrong at that address before I drove home. 2 days later, the police found the real Walter's body in another room. He'd been dead for weeks, stabbed with a screwdriver. The guy I met was his neighbor, John, who'd murdered Walter and taken over his identity and everything. John had been messaging me for 3 months. Police said I wasn't the first girl. They found evidence of two other women and are still looking for bodies. I'm 24 now and moved to Seattle. I deleted my dating apps and don't meet people online because I keep thinking how close I came. If I hadn't seen that toenail, I would have ended up in that room too. And John would still be out there as Walter, still looking for his next victim. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I moved to Pittsburgh for college when I was 19, and it was honestly the worst decision I ever made. My roommate was never around. She had all these friends from high school who went to Pitt too, and she was always gone with them. I couldn't make friends no matter how hard I tried. Everyone already had their groups from orientation or whatever. I tried joining clubs, but ended up feeling like a sore thumb. So, I spent most of my nights alone in my dorm, crying and feeling like a complete loser. I called Megan, my sister, 3 times a week, begging to come home, but she kept telling me to give it time and make an effort.
It'll get better, sweetie, I promise.
When it didn't, she told me to download a dating app to make connections.
You'd probably meet someone like you.
Ryan slid into my DMs after I posted about a concert I was going to. It was some indie band no one's ever heard of, and he said he had the same album on vinyl. I thought that was kind of cute, so we started talking and clicked. He said he was an attorney and was too busy to go out and date. He was funny without trying, asked real questions, and remembered things I mentioned in passing. By the second week, we were on the phone every night. Megan was the only person who knew about him. When the appraisal came, she took a transfer and moved to Columbus so she could be close enough to check on me. We'd get coffee on Sundays, and I'd show her his messages, and she'd smile and say I deserve this.
Just be careful, okay?
She'd add.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ryan and I never video called. He said his camera was broken, and I told him I'd wait. I didn't want to be the girl who pushed and scared someone off for wanting too much too soon. But then, things started to change. Around week 4, he told me he thought he was being followed. I laughed, thinking he was joking. I'm serious, Em. There's a car that's been outside my building for 3 days. I know how that sounds, but I'm not making it up. The fear in his voice made me super nervous. I told him he had to report it. He mumbled something about maybe knowing who it was and said he'd handle it his own way. I told him I totally believed him. The texts from Ryan started getting more urgent and ominous. He was constantly paranoid of being watched and followed. He told me he was anxious and that they would hurt me too if they found how precious I was to him. He asked me to be careful and tell him everything about my day. Before I knew it, I started looking over my shoulder every time I went out. Ryan told me to stop talking to anyone I don't know. Don't tell anyone about this, Em. I can't trust anyone. It'll get better. I'm trying, I promise. I pulled back from the few people I'd started talking to at school. There was a girl in my econ class named Maya who kept inviting me to her study group. I turned her down too. Ryan was really happy about it, but I was breaking inside. I couldn't live in constant fear where I couldn't even sleep without checking locks. The panic attacks started to hit and got worse. Eventually, Megan noticed. She started texting more and showing up with coffee. She'd sit with me and listen. She kept asking how I was sleeping and if I was eating. It was Thursday night in February, and she was over at my dorm. She was in the shower while I reheated pasta. Ryan hadn't replied to me in over an hour. Panicked, I kept dropping texts while Megan's phone buzzed constantly. I paused for a second, suddenly hyper-aware. I sent another text, and right on cue, her phone buzzed again. My eyebrows shot up at the nexus. I tiptoed to the desk and picked up her phone. I unlocked it, and my soul nearly left my body. 6 weeks of texts with Ryan were right there. I found a voice-changing app on her phone, along with threads of AI, using which she had fabricated all those shitty stories. My heartbeat picked up, and my hands started shaking. My own sister had catfished me. I was still hunched over the phone when I felt a presence behind me. I hurriedly turned around.
"You were never supposed to find out,"
she whispered. I couldn't get words out. My heart was pounding in my chest.
You're Ryan.
I choked. She nodded with a smile. I threw the phone onto the bed. I think I was shaking.
"Why? For 6 weeks, Megan, I told you everything. I thought I was falling in love with..."
"I know.
Why?"
She kind of just sank onto the edge of the bed, like her legs were suddenly too tired to hold her up. And then, she spilled it. She told me she totally freaked out when I went off to college, said it had always just been the two of us our whole lives, and suddenly I was 3 hours away, building a whole new life, and she was terrified I wouldn't need her anymore. She was scared some dude would show up, I'd get wrapped up in my own world, and she'd just lose me.
"So you became the guy."
"I thought if someone broke you enough, you'd loathe it."
"You were keeping me alone, Megan. That's what you were doing."
She didn't argue with that. I asked her to leave, and she did.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We didn't speak for 2 months after that. Therapy helped, eventually. So did Maya from Econ, who turned out to be the best thing that happened to me that year. Megan and I are in a better place now, but I still can't bring myself to forget what she did and forgive her. And I still flinch when someone says they have the same album on vinyl. Some things don't go back to normal. They just go forward into something different.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.